The following is sponsored by Friedland Industries.
Hi, everybody. This is Scrapponomics, and I'm your host, Michael Bass, with Friedland Industries. Let's get started.
Look at this. It's worthless. $10 from a vendor in the street. But I take it, I bury it in the sand for 1,000 years, it becomes priceless. Dr. Rene Belloc from Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark. As Throwback Thursday has become popular on social media outlets like Facebook and Twitter, that is, posting a photo from one's past, Friedland has taken a slightly different approach. We've had lots of interesting things come in, to the point where we actually have a mini museum of artifacts for the public to stop by and see. As a result, we like to post photos of the pieces of history that have made their way here over the years. It could be an old newspaper article, an old book, or a brass instrument. We've had people ask if they can buy some of the items in our museum, but currently, if it doesn't get sent to a mill or refinery, it simply goes on our wall. Hey, we think it looks cool, and it gives customers something to look at while they're waiting in line. It is weird how demand works, though, isn't it? While Friedland doesn't purchase material as products the same way you would sell a collector's item on eBay, the overall concept of demand is the very thing that drives the scrap recycling industry, or any industry for that matter. Really, any industry exists because there's a market for the product they make. For the scrap recycling industry, it's the public's desire to buy new washers and dryers, for example. For a place like Liberty Coin in Lansing, it's the demand from the public to buy and sell things like gold, silver, and collector's items. Demand can be found in the strangest of places. What's the most interesting or strangest artifact you've discovered? Let us know on our Facebook page, which is Friedland Industries, Inc., or our Twitter page, which is @FIRecycling. Tune in again next Thursday at 8:45 for Scrapponomics, Understanding the Fundamental Economics of Recycling. To learn more, go to recyclelansing.com.